KPLU travel expert Matthew Brumley plans to stay put this summer, at least for a few weeks. That's because this time of year, there aren't many places with more to see and do than the Puget Sound area. He tells KPLU's Ed Ronco that one of his favorite ways to get around is on the water.
Matthew Brumley, we're floating out here in the middle of Elliott Bay. We've cut the engines. Let's just describe what's around us right now. We've got a cruise ship heading out to sea behind us.
Oh, the Olympic Mountains are right behind us. You can see Rainier. A seaplane is going on overhead. Downtown Seattle is looking like a jewel.
There are a lot of places that we can get to by water here in the Puget Sound region, and it might be nice getaways for us. What are some of your favorites?
A great getaway is head over to Blake Island. You could catch the Argosy, and besides doing the Salmon Bake and Tillicum Village, you could bring your camping gear and go spend the night there. I'm sure they'd allow that, and there's some great campgrounds there, and the wonderful thing is you'd never get in your car.
That's a big plus here in the Puget Sound region, where we have, you know, construction projects, multi-mile backups on the freeways sometimes. It can be nice to know that you can get out of the city without having to get onto the highway.
Yeah, so consider even, you know, renting a small boat. You can do that on Lake Union. There's these little motorboats you can rent. You can rent sea kayaks there. You can come over to Eagle Harbor on Bainbridge Island or up to Port Townsend and rent sea kayaks there and just spend the day, have lunch. But Seattle is a place that is so connected to the water, and I think that sometimes we forget that. And there's so much nature out here, so much wildlife, and it's happening around us all the time.
And if I don't have a boat or the knowledge to rent one, who's going to take me there? Who's going to get me out on the water?
Well, the Washington State Ferries, it's one of the largest ferry systems on the planet. I mean, they go everywhere. So you can get out to Vashon for the day, bring your bicycle, and spend the day and go to the farmer's market there, or head on over to Bainbridge. That's always easy. Head over to Kingston, go to the farmer's market on the weekend there. And all of these different bays and islands have really developed in a way to suit the short-term visitors. So there's lots of great little restaurants and places to rent boats and get out and just soak it up and escape the city, escape the traffic. And if only for a day, get out on the water and see the glorious nature that's here.
Because the water itself is kind of an experience, too.
Oh, yeah, it is. And, you know, my grandparents grew up here, and my grandmother used to tell me about the mosquito fleet, you know, getting to Seattle. She was from West Seattle, and getting to downtown, not by bridge, but by boat. And there's that wonderful little boat that now goes from downtown to West Seattle, so you can hop on that, head over to Salty's, or walk down Alki Beach and go to a Thai restaurant and go get coffee. That's an easy getaway.
You feel a connection to the water, I know.
I do. I grew up here. I grew up on the Bay of Kingston. I now live on Eagle Harbor on Bainbridge. I'm out on the water probably four nights a week, and I can't imagine living anywhere but this great city.
All right. Matthew Brumley, thank you very much.
Thanks, Ed.
Matthew Brumley is the co-founder of Earthbound Expeditions and, at the moment, the skipper of a motorboat floating in the middle of Elliott Bay. If you'd like to learn more about how you can get out on the water, we've got advice on how to do just that online at kplu.org. I'm Ed Ronco, and we're getting out of here.